The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Yes, just when you thought Christmas had come and gone, you might have seen a story in yesterday's Sunday Times about a man, Alan Campbell, who got a special delivery from an post last week, which caused considerable surprise and upset in the Campbell household. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened, Alan.
We got a letter returned from on post that was delivered, posted to Santa Claus. Myself and my wife bring our three daughters traditionally to post our letters. We dress up in Christmas jumpers and get our photograph taken and send our letters off to Santa. But unfortunately, one of them arrived back last week.
On what basis did it arrive back? What did the letter say?
It had a sticker on the front saying insufficient address, ticked by on post. But the letter clearly had to Santa Claus, Santa's Grotto, Lapland on it.
Oh, that's terrible. And it was your three-year-old who sent that letter?
It was indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Now, I know she'd met Santa in Dundrum, so Santa knew quite well what she... Well, lucky she did, because otherwise, you know, things might have been a bit more difficult. But your instant reaction to it, Alan, was...
Well, we were horrified to get a letter like that back. My eight-year-old daughter found the letter at the end of the stairs when she came down and was quite concerned as to why her little sister's letter hadn't made it to its destination.
I see, yeah.
As I said, lucky for us, she had been to see Santa already, so Santa knew exactly what she wanted.
Yeah. So. And how did you explain to her about the insufficient address return of the letter?
Well, we just said that sometimes the elves get things mixed up, you know, and unfortunately her letter didn't make it. But as I said, lucky enough, she had Santa knew what she wanted.
Yeah, but she must have been upset. She took took the trouble to write to Santa, and then she gets it back in the post.
Yep, not a great one to have back, but however.
Yeah, yeah. And have you been in touch with them post about it, Alan?
I was, yeah. I emailed him a few times, and I wasn't really satisfied with their reaction to it. You know, they were looking for me to post the letter back, which I wasn't prepared to do.
Yeah, and tell us exactly what the address on the letter was.
It has to Santa Claus, Santa's Grotto, Lapland, the North Pole.
It couldn't be clearer, could it?
Couldn't be clearer. It's not even in child's handwriting. It's in my wife's handwriting because my three-year-old obviously is too little to write an address like that. And a big sticker on the front with saying insufficient address on it from on post.
Yeah, not good. Now, as it happens, on post have just issued a statement on it for us. And just to go through it, we were very upset to learn of this case. It simply should not have happened. It is as simple as that. No excuses. Since learning and discussing the issue in more detail with the child's father, that would be you, Alan, an investigation has been underway. We have been doing this for so long that it runs with military precision and great attention to detail. This year, we helped Santa reply to almost 140,000 letters. So there you are, Alan. Is that?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that they are saying mea culpa and they got it wrong and it won't happen again, I presume.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah, yeah. Was it a good Christmas in your household, Alan?
Fantastic. Girls were happy.
And Santa Julie arrived down the chimney and all of that.
He did indeed, yep. They all got what they wanted, so luckily enough, no damage done.
Great. Well, listen, Alan, thank you for getting in touch with us. And that statement, as I say, from on post about that mix-up, that terrible mix-up. Who doesn't know where Santa lives? That's crazy. Well, now, earlier in the show, we were talking about a Santa letter that was returned and was marked with the message insufficient address. And apparently there's more of this. William O'Callaghan, good morning.
Morning, John.
And just explain what happened, William.
Yeah, we had similar experience. My son David and my son Adam, they posted off their Santa letters together. But David's one came back 2 days later. But what we did was we rang customer services in the GPO and we were talking to a very nice man called Fintan. And what Fintan told David to do was that if he sent the letter that he had written to Santi, to him in the GPO, that he would personally make sure that Santi got the letter. And true to his word, Fintan delivered the letter to Santi, and 2 days later, David got his letter back.
That's fantastic.
So he was delighted with himself. He was telling everyone that the man called Fintan in the big post office in Dublin was making sure that Santi personally, or that he was going to personally deliver his letter to Santi. So David was very happy with it. So fair dues to Fintan, he sorted us out.
Yes, sorted us out is the right expression. And did poor little David get a shock when the letter was returned?
He did, but we rang Fintan straight away, and Fintan kind of reassured him, and he was very good to him. So he was happy in the end. I think the excitement of the man in the big post office hand delivering his letter to Santi was nearly as good as the letter from Santi.
It enhanced his Christmas experience, maybe.
Yeah.
And tell me, what did Santa get him?
Skylanders. Skylanders seemed to be the big thing this year for him.
Right.
So we've a house full of Skylanders at the moment.
Good. They'll be there forever, no doubt. Until Santa comes again in 12 months'
again
time.
Next year.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, so you're very happy with the way Ampost dealt with it.
Yeah, I must say. I mean, again, it's fair to say Fintan, no, I don't know his surname, but he was in the customer services in GPO, and he looked after him very well.
Great stuff. William, thank you for getting in touch with us.
Thanks, John.
And if there are any other insufficient address return to sender stories, please text us 51551 or email john@rte.ie.